Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 134. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello, fellas.
And this episode will be our year-ending episode, our best and worst of. So how you guys been doing? You had a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. How about yours?
Yeah, really good.
Yep. It was a good, happy Christmas this year.
It's good to hear. So we'll start out with our favorite 3¾-inch figure, and we'll start with Carl.
This was really hard. We was talking about this a little bit before we came on the air, but I decided on Baylan Skoll because I think it facial likeness and everything, and it just the figure just turned out near perfect, and it looks just like the actor too. I mean, yeah. So they really nailed that one. So that one was a hard choice, but I'm just picking it because I actually end up buying an extra one of it. And I don't buy an extra of stuff unless I plan on opening it or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really good one. It was a hard choice for me to make too. All right, Dwayne, what was yours?
My top 3¾-inch figure for this year was the new Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi from A New Hope. I didn't have a whole lot of expectations for it, but once I had it in hand, I was like, oh, wow, this is, to me, it had the perfect blend of soft goods and sculpted goods. The likeness on it was probably, it is the best likeness of Alec Guinness that I think we've ever got. And it just, you know, it just hit all the high marks as far as what you would want in a $20 action figure.
Yeah.
That's only 3¾-inches big.
Yeah, that was a really good one. I had that one on my short list as well.
Yeah, it made my top five if I'd have done a top five.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine was Asajj Ventress. It was a really well done Asajj Ventress, in my opinion. They got I know it's kind of cartoon based, but it looks really good.
She's got really good soft goods on her.
Oh, yeah. And this is the Clone Wars version, the cartoon Clone Wars version. I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to remember for sure, but because she had two red lightsabers, so yeah. It has to be. Yeah, so that was mine. And I liked the Ben Kenobi. I liked the Baylan Skoll. I also liked Moff Gideon. That was almost going to be my choice because it's a pretty good one too.
That's a good one too. Carson Teva was also on my list as a
first. Oh, yeah. Carson Teva's a good one too.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to go to the worst 3¾-inch figure, and we'll start with Dwayne.
My worst, let's see, let me get back to my list here. I selected the Moff Gideon Dark Trooper armor.
Boo.
Really?
Two words, removable helmet. I think they failed us miserably by not making that with an actual Moff Gideon head sculpt and a removable helmet.
But we already have Moff Gideon, a nice head sculpt figure, so I'm okay with
that. I understand that, but, you know, if they can make all of these clone troopers with clone trooper heads underneath them, and they can make what's her name, the Sabine Wren, two or three different figures in the last couple of years with head sculpts and helmets. And of course, you know.
Yeah, but they failed on the first one.
Yeah, the first one is one of the worst figures ever.
Well, yeah.
The first one had a humongous helmet.
Yeah.
At least they tried.
Yeah.
You know, and Bo-Katan is one that figure, I would, if I only had a Bo-Katan figure and all I had was her wearing her helmet and you didn't have the actress's head sculpt underneath it, I would make it one of my worst of the year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because these characters in the TV show, they spend the majority of the time with their helmets off, you know? So
true.
You got to give us that option if you're going to
be making it. Yep. I mean, I can see that. I can see that your point as well.
Otherwise, it's just
still,
another,
I liked it.
Otherwise,
I did too. Dark I love the figure.
And my worst one.
I'm booing yours too.
Actually,
by
the way. Hey, my worst one was the droid four pack because the battle droid four pack because their arms are like jello. I mean, it's
but they stand up really good.
they may stand up better, but they still could have made the arms to where they could hold a weapon without their arm, you know, flopping or whatever. Yeah. It was kind of ridiculous. All right, so what's your worst one, Carl?
It was really hard for me because, like I said earlier, I kind of liked almost everything this year. But I love the X-Wing that they did in the Epic World of Action. But the Luke Skywalker that came with it is terrible. Like, I mean, it just the head looks awkward with the helmet on. I think it's a little bit oversized maybe. But that was my least favorite figure of the year because I love the X-Wing. And I've already got a different Luke inside of the X-Wing because I can't stand that Luke so much.
Well, I mean, it is a lower end, you know, line. So it's not like that's going to be a vintage collection type sculpt.
True, but they did some nice figures in that Epic Force line. So
okay. All right. So, you know, each of us had different opinions on what was the worst, which is fine. Yeah. I like it that way. I don't like everybody agreeing on the same thing all the time. It's kind of boring.
I agree.
But so now we're going to go to Black Series and favorite. Well, six inch or above, so it could be even, you know, a 12-inch or whatever.
Yeah.
So we'll start. I'll start first on this one. My favorite, even though I didn't buy it, but you know, I looked at all of them that were released because I don't really buy Black Series anymore. And the Anakin and Obi-Wan Mustafar 2-pack was a really nice, you know, set with the all the stuff that it comes with and everything. I thought that was really nice.
From pictures I've seen, it looked nice. I agree with you. I'm right, almost Carl. Surprised you didn't get that one, even though because you still buy
it.
Yeah, for me it was easy because I love Christopher Lee so much. The re-release of the Revenge of the Sith card of Count Dooku, because I mean it's like going back to 2005 again. It's a, you know, a 6-inch scale figure on a Revenge.
Did
of
they
the
make
Sith
any card. Changes?
No, it's the exact same figure. There's nothing different because I got one loose and then I got the carded Revenge of the
Sith.
That's one.
Like a low hanging fruit, you know. They re-released it, so I'm gonna pick that one.
But it's all about the packaging. It just looks so cool and it takes you back to, you know, the days of Revenge of the Sith. So yeah, that was mine.
Okay,
it was easy for me.
All right, Dwayne, what do you got?
My favorite of this year was the. It was actually a deluxe Black Series, but it was the SM-33 or SME figure from the Skeleton Crew. That figure, to me, when you get in that scale, really, even though it is, you know, they kind of market it as a collector's line, that figure had the most playability to it. If I had a, you know, a young kid right now and was one to spend 25 or 30 bucks on a figure for him, I would get him the SM-33 because that sucker had, I mean, he had his arms were, you know, if you've seen the show, like he has like his hydraulic arms that extend out and punch.
Nice.
But
did he come with the IRAT?
He did. He did come with the rat. Cool. He had a removable eye cover or whatever, and they had a little rat inside of his head, and you can actually remove the top of his head because in part of the movie, they take his head off, top of his head off to work, you know, mess around inside his head with programming and stuff. When I said movie, from what I understand, even though he has a peg leg, he is balanced very well to where he can stand. He's got kind of because if he's a robot or a droid, he's got a wider stance. So that kind of helped with that. So just overall, I thought that was a very impressive job they did on that one. I wish we'd got one in 3 3/4-inch scale. I know we did
in the
Epic Heroes line, but it's, you know, it's just very, very, very basic.
But it's not bad.
But
it's
one
not
figure.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We didn't get one, but one figure in that 3 3/4-inch line from the show, right? Just Jodhpur Nahwood.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Yeah,
I mean there were some, of course. What was it? No, they didn't do any of the retro, did they?
No.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, another missed opportunity, I think.
Yeah, that'd have been a better choice than the Acolyte for the retro set.
All right. What is? Let's see. We'll start with Carl. What is your worst 6-inch or above scale figure?
As soon as I saw this one announced and saw pictures, they did, I guess it was New York Comic Con, a Mace Windu and Chancellor Palpatine set. And the Chancellor Palpatine set in that is just terrible. I mean, his robe has no texture details. It looks like they just cut out a piece of fabric and draped it over him. I think that is by far the worst and most laziest 6-inch figure they did this year.
I agree. All right, Dwayne, what's yours?
Mine is going to be the Black Series Imperial Praetorian Guard. And if you've ever listened to these favorite and worst lists from years back, you'll always know that I hate these solid red figures. I know they're characters in the movie, but I mean, come on. There's no character to it. To me, I mean, you know, the paint application is it's red and it's black. And to make matters worse on this one this time is they did a soft goods skirt on it. And it was one of their, and they only had a few this year, not very many failures, in my opinion, as far as applying soft goods, because this one bulges out and it looks like almost like a tutu skirt on that figure. And for a Black Series figure, it only comes with two accessories, a staff and one of those electro whip things.
That's pretty common nowadays, though, unfortunately.
They're just molded gray plastic or silver plastic, you know.
Yeah, so, if you want more than that, it's got to be a deluxe.
Yeah. So I kind of thought that was kind of a fail as far as execution, you know, as far as, you know. I mean, I guess it was something that the obscure Black Series collectors would like to have. I mean, the character only appeared in one episode of Mandalorian in season 3. So I don't know. Just didn't like it. Don't like those red salt shaker looking figures. I was called salt shaker because that the original, what was it?
Royal Guard
from the Power of the Force series. Didn't even have legs underneath, just like a solid molded figure all the way down to the base.
So was the Emperor.
Yeah.
In the vintage line. Oh, mine is Chancellor Palpatine as well. The same as Carl's, for pretty much the same reasons, because it was done pretty poorly. So not much more to say on that one. So now we'll go to favorite vehicle or playset, and we'll start with Dwayne.
Mine was the biggie that came this year, and that was the Mos Eisley Cantina set. This is the mother of all play sets, pretty much so far, until we get a Death Star set. I think could outdo it. Man, this thing, I haven't really opened mine other than just to make sure everything was in there. But it's impressive. It really is. It's one of those that I think was probably worth the money. And I know that's hard to say, but
yeah, I had more room, I would get one, but you know, yeah. I don't have the room. It's just cause it's a huge set.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have loved to just had the figures from it, but I didn't really want the set.
Yeah.
So
yeah, me too.
I mean, if I had got something like that as a kid, oh my goodness.
That'd have been a lot of playtime with that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so mine is the Cantina Adventure set, which is the one that came with Greedo, Hammerhead, Ponda Baba. Who else?
Right.
Is that it? Luke Snaggletooth.
Yeah. Blue
Snaggletooth.
Yeah. Yeah, that was mine. I do actually have the original set from the vintage line. So I've had that for quite a long time. It's just cardboard, just like the new one.
Yeah.
I have a blue Snaggletooth, but I didn't buy it with it. So I bought it separately, but I really like the way that the figures are in it, that you get to come, they come with it, you know, kind of like the vintage line, mm-hmm. same style.
So it was the retro, but not retro playset.
Yeah. Oh, it's way back there. Carl, what was yours?
I agree with you. I think that set was neat and really fun. And when they first announced it, I was thinking, oh man, why didn't they do retro when they did that Vintage Collection Cantina Adventure? But after seeing it in person, just how, like you mentioned, how cool the figures look and stuff, it's just a neat set. And that was an easy selection for my favorite vehicle play set of the year for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. That takes us to worst vehicle or play set. And it's my turn. So I have to say the TIE Advanced. I really think they left off a lot of details that's supposed to have been on it. And the price of it was ridiculous. I didn't get it just because of that. I mean, I know I'm missing out on that carded figure because it's got a different card back, but the figure itself is still the same as the one that was released recently. But in my opinion, I think there's not much to pick from, to be honest. We didn't have a whole lot in the last year. So while it's not like absolutely horrible, I feel like this is the worst one out of the pick. All right, Carl, what do you have?
I'm agreeing 100% with you pretty much for the same reason. For what you was getting, it wasn't worth the price and stuff like that. If they'd have had electronics in it at that price, I think I would have probably jumped on it because I thought that would have been cool. But I just as someone posted, you could almost buy an original vintage TIE Advance for what you was paying for that. And that is insane to think about it.
Yeah, I know. I have the original vintage one. So.
Yeah, but that was just a point someone made.
All right, Dwayne, what do you got?
I have the Streets of Mos Eisley playset. This was the one that came with the Jawa carded. And I just thought it was really a lack of effort on their part. It seems like it's something they threw together without a whole lot of thought, because the way that it can go together or does go together, it doesn't really create the illusion that you want it to create, I guess. Because it kind of has exposed sides to the different panels that you connect together, that no matter how you put it together, you're going to have an exposed end or an exposed side. And then there's archways that, you know, go to nowhere, or,
you could buy more sets and put them together.
Yeah, you could. I think that was their deal. But even when I saw people who had bought two sets and put them together, they still had some sort of like dangling ends of the street or whatever that just looked weird, and almost all of the accessories that came with it don't even go. There were people were all over the internet were like, and I agreed. It's like, where is this? You know, whatever it is, where is this on the streets of Mos Eisley? You know, where show me in a photo reference where this item, this crate or this thingamabob or whatever.
Well, even that pole thing or whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was,
there was
really
a pole.
Tall.
Yeah.
There's it doesn't even attach to the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And the one kind of cool thing, the little eyeball entrance droid that attaches beside the doorway. Again, you know, if you don't use it, then you've got that whole space right there where it goes that's just kind of bare or awkward looking. Beside that door. I don't know. There were just some things. There were some things that weren't really planned out as well with it, I think, to really give us a true Streets of Mos Eisley, what we would expect from. And I don't know what they were going for. Were they going for, you know, episode 4, or were they going for episode 1? Mandalorian or what, you know. Well, maybe they were trying to, you know, accommodate all three, but in doing that, they failed.
Yeah. All right. Now we're on to favorite non-figure collectible item. Carl?
I'm going with the Lego Star Wars logo, because it wasn't even on my list of something that I wanted, but my brother and his wife got it for me for Christmas, and after looking at it, I haven't built it yet, but I absolutely fell in love with it. I mean, I think it would look good on a shelf, even with figures, the big Star Wars logo there, and having it in the background with the figures and stuff. So I really like it. I'm looking forward to building it.
Okay. That's a good one. Dwayne, what do you got?
I've got the Hallmark Luke Skywalker Kenner card back ornament from this year.
Okay.
Again,
that's a good one.
It's a good one. It's, I guess if you're really keeping count, it's the fourth one in the series, because they released two exclusives that hardly anybody can get their hands on for affordable price.
Did you get the Jawa?
No.
Did you not log in that morning when I told you it was going on?
I did, but you had to be a Hallmark Gold Club member or something.
To order it. I guess I was lucky because my mom was a member.
Yeah, you were lucky.
I got mine
so,
on eBay.
Yeah, now I'm missing the Jawa and the same people. But got last year's Darth Vader, and now I got this year's Luke Skywalker, and it's really, really cool. They look really cool. You know, even not hanging on a tree, they just look cool, kind of displayed.
They okay. do. They are a unique item.
Yeah, I have all four, and they look really nice on the tree. My favorite would be the Bantha, because it's a creature, not really a figure. So, yeah. But it's a really good one. I like it.
Did you open yours?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
I usually open all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I just don't take the figures off the cards.
Yeah.
So the Tusken Raider that came with it is still on the card.
Well, you got plenty of Tusken Raiders you can use with your Bantha.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I got tons of them. All right. So now we're going to worst non-figure collectible item. We'll start with Dwayne.
Mine, and this is just personal. I was not impressed at all with this year's Celebration Japan collector's track swag. I could kind of get at what they were going at. It was a reproduction of the original Kenner figures, the way they were packaged in Japan with all the Japanese
boxes
and you know, lettering and everything on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, maybe it's just the way that they handed them out, where it was unassembled, completely unassembled, I guess.
Oh, really?
And
well, I mean, that would have took a lot of time, because there's several hundred people coming to those, each one of those.
Yeah. But I just thought it was kind of, to me, it wasn't in going with what they've kind of established as Celebration swag. But again, it was totally something different. I kind of get that it was Japan, so they wanted to make it uniquely Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
But they still could have done the Star Tots in the Japanese style, I think, if they'd wanted to continue that. And you know, it was pretty much the same guys, Duncan Jenkins and Gus Lopez and all them guys that were running the collector's track.
Yeah. Okay. My worst is the Lego Darth Maul mech. It looks absolutely horrible. That's the ones that's got they look like they're a big robot.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones weren't too bad, but this one looked horrible from what I saw. So I just thought that this would be one of the worst, you know, one of the worst things out there that I could see. Not much else to say about it. Carl, what do you have?
I also have a Lego item. I have the Lego Star Wars TIE Fighter with Imperial Hangar Rack. I don't know if you all saw that or not, but it is the worst TIE Fighter I've ever saw in anything. I mean, it's just terrible looking. And it's funny, even a lot of even though I don't buy a lot of Lego, I read a lot of the Lego sites and stuff. Everybody seems to hate it. It's just a little chunky, weird. I don't know what they was thinking with it, but that's pretty much all I have to say on it as well.
Okay. Well, that takes us to favorite other items, like games, etc. For me, since I play Star Wars Unlimited, I had to pick Star Wars Unlimited because there are three sets that came out this year were actually really good. Because the previous one before those three sets was kind of awful. So the three new sets for this year were Jump to Lightspeed, Legends of the Force, and Secrets of Power. So those are the three sets I think that have been really good for this year. And with the next set that comes out, there'll be rotation. So the first three sets that were out originally will go out of standard play. I mean, you can still use them to play other types of games, but the main standard premiere will just have the three that I just mentioned and then the newest one. There'll be four sets for that. All right, Carl, what do you got?
I picked the Star Tours Speeder 1000. It was just a really cool item, but it wasn't my overall favorite item. But it was just, and I didn't get the other one. And I finally, I don't know, late November, I finally opened it up and turned it on with all the lights and its signs and sounds and everything. And it's just awesome. And it's really, really huge. Actually, until I even got out of the box, I didn't realize how big it was going to be.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, what did you pick?
I picked Chewbacca Crocs. My son Wesley got a pair of Chewbacca Crocs for Christmas, and I thought they were really, really cool. Unfortunately, I can't wear Chewbacca Crocs. My feet are too big. I have too wide feet, so I can't fit them into Crocs, but they were I don't know. They were, number one, they were fur lined. So one of the big things I always thought that Crocs kind of missed on was if you wear them barefoot, just a regular plastic Crocs, that little whatever texture in the bottom of them can really bother your feet. So they were fur lined. They have like a, I don't know, the what you would call it, the paint application is a really good version of Chewbacca fur painted on. And then they have, I don't know if y'all know that with Crocs, they have like the little things that you can put down in the hole to decorate your Crocs with, like little doodads. And they I think it came with a little tiny Millennium Falcon and a little tiny Bowcaster maybe or something like that, you know, on each shoe.
Okay.
Oh, and the strap, you know, Crocs have like a strap that you can fold back and forth. The heel strap, of course, that's the
bandolier strap.
Yeah, bandolier
strap. Okay.
So I thought Crocs, the Crocs company really kind of hit it out of the park with those.
Yeah, sounds like they did.
Not just for little kids. I would wear them as an adult if I could.
All right, that takes us to worst other item, games, etc. Carl?
Looks like you're on your own for this one, Brian. You're joining neither one have a worst
other item. Yeah, I noticed that. Neither one of you guys had one.
Well, as far as that's concerned, I mean, there's... I don't know. Throughout the year, you see like, I don't know, t-shirt designs, and you're like, oh God, what were they thinking? You know, my pet peeve on those are usually when they combine like prequel characters with original trilogy characters, or they'll give you a bunch of original trilogy characters, Yoda with a lightsaber, holding a lightsaber or something weird like that.
How about Muppets?
Yeah. Muppets are awesome.
Yeah.
Muppets from, you know, that have Star Wars ties, like, you got Emperor Kermit the Frog here. I'm wearing a t-shirt that has it.
No, I mean, those are cross, what do you call
mashups or something.
Mashups, yeah, there you go. You know, those are kind of cool. I think there's just a lot of graphic designs out there, you know, in a lot of times, especially apparel, but sometimes even like I've seen posters that have like, I know I've got one that has like individual action figures pictured, sort of like a card back, except that I think one of the action figures that they had with the Stormtrooper was the
modern,
you know, Stormtrooper instead of the vintage.
I've seen that too.
Or whatever. And it's like, who was doing quality control on this stuff? Apparently nobody that knows anything about Star Wars action figures. But nothing really popped out at me when I was kind of perusing through, you know, things that became available in 2025.
Okay. Well, for me, I picked Intro Battle of Hoth. It's a Star Wars Unlimited two-player, like, kind of starter edition where it's for people who've never played the game before. But in my opinion, for the people who do play the game, it's absolutely useless because you really can't use most of the cards in there. They're horrible. The bases are 10 hit points less than what you get in the normal packs and stuff. So it's like, what's the point in this for anybody, you know, that already knows the game? And plus, if you, you know, the way that they numbered these things, it was put in a certain number order where really only going to affect a new player coming in, because it'd be the only way that that you would want to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like you had to start with those numbers exactly in that order to play the game, and then I don't know, it's kind of weird. But anyway, that was mine. All right, so we'll go on to favorite overall Star Wars item, and we'll start with Dwayne this time.
Favorite overall Star Wars item. This is something that just became available this month, like in the middle of December. It is a new coffee table book set. Two of them, two volumes, featuring the creative product or creative, the mind behind modern, what I would almost say modern Star Wars concept art. Doug Chiang. He is a graphic artist, designer that kind of we first became familiar with him during episode one, way back, you know, way back when. And he kind of continued on. I think the last thing that he has helped work on has been the Mandalorian TV series. I know he helped with the Solo movie and with a couple of the sequel movies. maybe not all three. But anyway, nice big coffee table books, hardcover books. Well, first volume one is going to be what's called The Cinematic Legacy, and this is all of his work that got him started in the industry, because Star Wars wasn't the first thing that he ever did. He kind of came up through the ranks working on other movies and TV shows. And then there's a whole second volume of nothing but his Star Wars legacy work. Right now, this is available on Amazon for, I think, $219 or something like that.
Oof.
So it is pricey. It's one of those that's really, you know, but, you know, it's a high quality book, and it's one of those type of items that I usually will splurge for, or, you know, depending on how things are going, you know, filling in my holes in my action figure collection, you know, I can splurge for it. Or sometimes later on, you can find them on more of a discount price if they, you know, if they've been available for a while.
Okay.
But I know I've got several books like this from Ralph McQuarrie. I've got a couple now on like the toy designers and toy creators that were associated with Star Wars. And of course, the photography, the Kim Simmons photography books.
Okay. Well, for me, it's the Gungi lightsaber. I got it right here for those watching on video. It's not wood, though, which I'm kind of glad it's not wood, because wood dries out and cracks and stuff. So if this would have been real wood, which is the way it is in the cartoon, is he's got a wood lightsaber.
Right.
But it's got the wood-like grain finish to it, to where it looks like it's real wood. And got some silver-like metal up here at the top where the lightsaber goes in. And then at the bottom, there's, you know, it's basically wood all the way down to the bottom. But it's pretty good. I like it. It's really nice looking. So that was mine.
Is that Disney Parks?
This came from Galaxy's Edge. This is one of the Galaxy's Edge lightsabers that you can get. All right, Carl, what was yours?
I also picked the lightsaber this year. I got the Dooku one, and I'm holding it up here. And anybody that's listened to one podcast knows how much I like Christopher Lee. So yeah,
I have one too.
I can't get over the weight of these. This is the first one I've actually held in my hand, I think.
Oh yeah, they are really heavy.
Yeah, but I'm really happy with it, and I think it's an awesome, not only to my Star Wars collection, to my Christopher Lee collection, it's a nice addition.
Yeah. All right, now that takes us to worst overall Star Wars item, and start with myself. So I picked the battle droid 4-pack. I didn't really know what else to pick, and I thought this one was pretty bad with those arms. So we've already talked about that. All right, Carl, what was yours?
I picked the Acolyte retro set, this set was such a bomb, I think, for them. I don't know if you all know, but even during Christmas, Amazon had it down to $25 for that set.
Wow.
And what's funny about it, though, I mean, it's my least favorite thing, but if they'd have put the Stranger in that set, it would not have made this list. I just don't know how you still could have made that set unless Disney didn't release pictures of him to Hasbro to make, because I can't imagine them leaving him out if they.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but that's all I got to say. I just don't like the set.
All right, Dwayne, what was yours?
Mine was, again, blank.
You couldn't pick something out of the world of your worst ones there that you're in your list to pick it as a worst overall?
I don't know. Probably for me, again, kind of goes back to the Streets of Mos Eisley playset. I kind of feel like that, yeah, I like the hallway playset, and that's kind of what I feel like they were going for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was the Death Star hallway and the Imperial Light Cruiser hallway sets, but this just with him trying to do an exterior setting, and all the panels weren't exactly the same. It just kind of had too many things that would have if I honestly was trying to make a diorama with it, I would have been way too upset with it and wouldn't have wanted to have to buy two or three or four or whatever to actually make something with it.
Okay. All right. That takes us now to favorite item acquired in 2025, but not from 2025. Carl?
I at one of our Star Wars Club swap meets, I picked up a vintage Y-Wing from a guy, and complete with the little bomb and everything on the bottom of it. And I just really like it, especially since I never had this one as a child. It was kind of neat to finally have it. And what
that bomb is tough to get.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I find interesting is how easy that little bomb can get knocked off the bottom. No wonder they got so lost. Mm-hmm. Everybody lost them.
Yeah, I have mine on display back here, but the bomb is actually inside the cockpit because I didn't want to lose it.
That's what I did with it too, because I thought, man, this just knocks off so easy, I'm going to lose it.
All right, yeah. Dwayne, what was yours?
Mine was also a pickup at this year's ICC Con in Nashville, or not Nashville, but
Murfreesboro, yeah. I think.
Murfreesboro, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Excuse me. And that was, I picked up a very clean, very stiff vintage AT-AT, or as we like to call them, AT-AT Walker. Loose, of course. I don't collect in box stuff, but was able to get my hands on that. I was shopping for some other things that wasn't really on my list of things to get, but it was an upgrade to the one that I've got. I'm pretty sure that because it had all of the normal things that are missing: the chin guns, the side guns, the top hatch. You know, the battery cover, I think, on the inside of it. And it was complete, like I said. So I was that was kind of my big purchase, vintage purchase of the year, and my favorite vintage purchase of the year.
For me, it is the Power of the Force Security Scout. And these things are super hard to come by. And it's real small, as you can see the video here. And it's kind of like a backpack type thing where you put the figure on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some guns and a fin on the back that moves. So that was it for me. I think that was the only vintage thing that I really purchased this year. Most of the stuff was purchased the previous year. All right. Well, that's all we got for this episode. It was a pretty good year for the most part for Star Wars collectibles. The only bad part is the fact that they've raised the price on a lot of it.
You know? And distribution is still an issue if you want to find it in stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your best bet's to get it online. Otherwise, you may not ever get it. So Carl, you want to read us out there?
We want to thank our Patreon members again. And if you would like to help us out, that is at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And just think, you could see this if video today if you was a Patreon member. We have different various levels. You can give us as little as $1 a month. And we have a Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. And we have a Facebook group as well. And if you want to, you can leave us a iTunes review or wherever you may be able to leave reviews. We'd appreciate that. And you can reach us by email, like if you want to send some Ask Bo questions, which he hasn't had for a while, at tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And you can reach us on Twitter at tswcpodcast, also on Blue Sky at tswcpodcast.
All right. That's all for this episode. And we'll see you real soon. We got another episode coming up right after this one. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Goodbye, everybody.